Good afternoon and welcome to Life Moments, a podcast dedicated to your success. It's Saturday, October 19th, 2019, and I'm your humble host, Terry Beckstrom. Welcome to today's podcast. So what are we going to talk about today? Coming out of your shell. So there are a lot of people around us who have been labeled antisocial or introverts or whatever label those people around them have determined them to be, who would like to be more outgoing and approachable. You know, I taught a class at a local college this past week and had multiple people come up to me at various points in the week and ask me how they could appear more approachable. Approachable, likable. Now let's be clear, with most, their self-assessment was spot on. They did in fact project as unapproachable. Now we'll discuss this in a minute, but I want to dispense with one issue up front. So, some people are quiet, that's okay. Some people don't like crowds, and that's okay. Some people are comfortable around the people they choose to be comfortable around, and that's okay. Some people want their privacy, and that's okay. Some people don't like parties, concerts, or any other large gathering of people because they are uncomfortable being shoulder to shoulder with a lot of people they don't know, and that's okay. Some people like to curl up with a good book on a couch by themselves, and that's okay. Some people are different than you or me, and that's just okay. So don't be the person who thinks that everyone has to be just like you or something's wrong with them. That's not the case. People are different, and people have different personalities, and that's just fine. I'm glad we cleared that matter up, so now let's get back to the point of today's program. Some people want to be more approachable. They want to appear more friendly. They want to feel more comfortable around others and for people to like them more. Just as was the case with several this week, I'm asked, what can I do to change the way that I'm perceived by others? Now, you guys know that I teach and write a lot about body language and how we communicate both verbally and non-verbally with others. And a major aspect of what I teach in this category is based on your signaling to others around you, your nonverbal messages that you deliver to those around you, your projection. We all, by the way, project constantly. With projection, we are sending usually subconscious messages to those around you. And I like to tell folks that their projection is like having a neon sign on their chest that flashes the message of the moment to everyone around you. And these messages I often equate to street signs on the roadways, just as we are on the roadway of life, the journey called life. Those signals that we wear in our projection can closely resemble street signs, like one of my favorites, stay back, or do not enter, turn around, wrong way, caution, slippery road ahead, falling rocks, reduce your speed, enter at your own risk, do not pass, stop, proceed with caution. You get the picture. Then there are others who project complete pleasantness and approachability and are signaling a solid green light that they are friendly, kind, and don't mind engaging with others around them. Now, if some of you are thinking about dating signals and romance signals, that's another program altogether, not this one. So stay with me on this one. So if you are one of those people who want to project as more approachable and friendly, then there is a simple remedy that you need to employ that will work every time. A recipe for success, if you will. Here are these simple ingredients. The most important ingredient, wait for it, a smile. A facial expression change from a sour frown to a smile will work wonders in your ability to be perceived as more approachable and friendly. You will actually feel better, physically and emotionally, when you wear a smile. And the causal effect on others will be the very same with those you deliver it to. A smile delivered to you by someone else registers in your reward center of your brain. We like it. So you can deliver the gift of a smile to someone and they will return it and feel rewarded by it, making them feel better too. Now, don't you think that you could put a smile on and that smile that you deliver to someone, when it results in greater approachability for you, that you are going to feel better about who you are? That's a good thing. So if you said yes, pat yourself on the shoulder. Good job. Absolutely, yes, a smile will change your approachability. Let's call it your AQ, your approachability quotient, your approachability factor. A smile will change that. That is the most important ingredient that you need. Okay, write that down. You need to smile more often. Second ingredient, make positive eye contact with others. Look people in the eyes. Positive eye contact builds rapport, aka connectivity. You send messages with your eyes, deliver a warm message of interest and warmth when engaging with others. And just as with all of these recommendations, they result in an emotional reaction in those around you. So look people in the eyes as you smile at them. Third ingredient, okay, we've got smile, we've got positive eye contact. The third ingredient, what is it? Use open and confident body language. You know, body language is so important with what we do, with what you do, whenever you're engaging with people. It affects everything that you do. It affects the emotions of the people around you. Their body language affects you. So your knowledge about how to read signals and how to proactively deliver positive signals to others is going to have a major impact on your approachability. So the third ingredient is open and confident body language. Uncross your arms, orient your torso, your chest area towards people. Sit up straight, head and shoulders back. Look confident and friendly. Okay? Don't lift your head too far up. You don't want your nose to stick up so you appear arrogant. You don't want it to be down so you appear subservient. Even plain is what I like to say with the nose. You want to look confident? It has to come from inside. Your body language will help you with this by taking up the body position of confidence. That's known as embodied cognition. That is the mind-body connection. It is so cool, which goes a long way to helping you feel and look more confident, kinder, and more approachable. You get what I'm saying here? When you take on the body position of confidence, you will feel more confidence. When you take on the facial expression of kindness and a smile, you will feel more kind. This stuff results in greater approachability. People see you as more friendly. You know, you can also exploit the eyebrow flash, the head nod, and of course that wonderful device that delivers audible messages of friendliness at your mouth. It's okay to say hello to someone. You know, I was at Pawleys Island in South Carolina recently, and I walked on the beach, which I love to do. But as I'm walking on the beach, I'm always able to recognize the local South Carolina folks or the Pawleys Island folks from the visitors or the out-of-towners who've come in, potentially bought a house there. The locals will speak to you. It's okay to look people in the eyes as you pass them with a warm smile, to nod your head and to say hello. Being friendly is a good thing. Okay, if you're from the north and you move down to the south because you think it's nice and the people are so friendly, do me a favor, assimilate. We like to be friendly and we like to say hello as you walk past us on the beach, as we pass you on the sidewalks. It's okay, you have nothing to fear from friendliness. Try it and I promise you, you'll never go back to the old way. The world, by the way, could use a lot more friendliness. If you want a very simplistic recipe designed to make you appear more approachable and friendly, try being more friendly. Smile, use great eye contact and great body language signaling. It works like a charm every single time. It works. You will see. Now, in my latest book, First Impressions, I go into much greater detail on this topic, the topics of projection, approachability, kindness, facial messaging, body language, the way you appear to others, and your awareness and delivery of your first impressions, you know, about 300 plus pages worth. So, of course, buy the book for yourself. Every household in America should have at least one copy. You should have one copy for each of your family members. And if you can afford it, go out and buy numerous copies. Some of you out there can afford to buy 1 million copies, and it's no big deal. I would implore you to go out and buy 1 million copies of the book and start handing them out to everyone you can in America. Wouldn't the world be different? Now, I'm saying that tongue in cheek, you know that. Now, some of you can buy a lot of books and hand them out to your family members and do so. Some of you who, I had a business that I spoke at recently, and after speaking, the CEO of the company said, I want to buy a copy of your book for everybody in the book. Now, unfortunately for me, it wasn't a huge company, but for those of you CEOs out there who have companies with 10,000 people, go ahead and order a copy for everybody and watch and see how the changes occur when people start being more friendly. So to wrap up what it is we've said today, being more friendly is a choice. And you all have an ability to give the appearance of friendliness. We all have that ability. And a lot of people have said to me in the past, people that I have met, friends of mine, people that I've met in the during speaking engagements, they've come up to me afterwards, and I've had so many ask me the question, what can I do to appear more friendly? What can I do to make myself more approachable? A lot of people, too, they will ask me, hey, tell me, what do you see? What am I projecting? What messages do you get when you look at me? Now, especially if I'm teaching a class, usually within about 5 minutes, I've already worked up a profile of the people who are in the audience. And I don't mind most people coming to me saying, hey, Terry, give me a read of my projection. What is it you see my personality as? I've never had anybody say, Terry, you're wrong on this. And sometimes I give people a lot of information. Sometimes I minimize the information. Sometimes I wish the people hadn't asked me that question because their projection is bad. Now, I will tell you this. Be aware of your projection to people. Be aware of your nonverbal message delivery. It makes a huge difference in how you come across to others. I don't care whether it's on a personal level, at your home, with your wife, with your husband, with your kids, with your extended family members. The way you project to them, the messages that you send to them every day with your face, with your body language, it affects the way they respond to you emotionally. You emotionally trigger people with your body language, your facial expressions. So wear the smile often. Use open body language. You're going to find a huge difference when you do in the way that people react towards you. So that's it for the day. If you want to become more friendly and approachable, try these simple methods. You will be pleasantly surprised at the results. And yes, in case you were wondering, you can do this. For those of you who are saying, you know what, that's not my personality, as much as I would love to do that, I don't think I can do it. Guess what? You can do it. You have to try it. I said to someone this week, they said, you know, I think I'm going to need some personal coaching from you. Although I hear what you're saying, just in case it doesn't work, guess what? It's going to work. So try these simple things. If you need more information, buy the book. And there's a lot more in there. But have confidence in yourself. Have confidence in your abilities. And project kindness, friendliness with that smile. And get out there and say hello to the world, because we need more kindness and friendliness. Until next week, thanks for joining us.